All right, welcome everybody to this spontaneous webinar that's going to help you in attracting clients and making a bigger difference in this world and making more money so you can live the life that you want to live. If we haven't connected yet, my name is Amy Yamada, and there are three things that you need to know about me. First of all, if you're wanting to get clear with your messaging and put yourself out there in a bigger way and make a bigger difference, then I've certainly been where you are now and continue to be on this journey of wanting to make a bigger difference and help people. So I totally get that piece. The second thing is that over the years, I've learned that words and messaging are my strength. And so the things that have come naturally to me and that I practiced over the course of 15 plus years in the media, I worked in the greater Seattle area media before launching my business in late 2011. I learned that words and messaging are my strength, and I love helping coaches and service-based entrepreneurs to get clear with their messaging, build a deep connection with themselves, their vision, and their audience so that you can make the impact and the income that you've always wanted. And the third thing is that I've discovered the power of deep connection. And when I say deep connection, what I mean by that is really knowing how deep connection can affect how you connect with your ideal clients, how you connect with your audience. It can affect your every single relationship in your life. It can affect your life itself. It can affect your business. So to me, deep connection is everything. So I wanted to share with you one of my fabulous powerhouse clients, who's actually on here today, Sonia. I love talking about Sonia. I remember not too long ago, Sonia was working on preparing for a talk that she was doing in front of a live audience. And so on one of our coaching calls, she said, Amy, would you like my talk with you? And I was like, absolutely, let's talk about it. And so we were going over her talk, and what I noticed was missing was that wording certain things in a way that would land with her ideal clients. Now, of course, first and foremost, she was there to make a difference and deliver a great talk. And what it came down to, if you got background noise, go ahead and mute yourself. I can mute some of you as well. Okay, great, thank you. And so my point is, what we did was we talked about her presentation, and then I broke it down into these three steps, this three-step process of storytelling that I have done in my talks on stages and on Facebook Lives and even in one-on-one conversations. And so it really came down to these three essential steps and then inserting the deep connection element, which I'll go into in a moment, so that she was able to not only deliver a great talk, but have the framework of a talk that could break down the storytelling elements of it. Okay, I'm going to take a moment here and do some more muting so we can make sure everyone can hear. Okay, so it's a really exciting thing for me to be here with all of you, especially having come off of a wonderful trip. I was just, you know, like I said, I live in the Seattle area, and I was down in San Diego attending a mastermind event, hosting what I call Powerhouse California, which is a retreat for purpose-driven entrepreneurs. And one of their favorite trainings that I did was all around this proven three-step storytelling formula that can help you attract more clients, be clearer with your messaging, and also, you know, make more money because you're able to really deliver your message in a way that really lands with your clients and makes a bigger difference. Okay, so Sonia's helping me out, of course. If you go to participants, you can mute everyone. Oh, manage, look at that. See, I learn as I go. Manage participants. Okay, I get it now. Okay, see, this is the power of connecting with your clients and letting them, always being humble and learning as you go. I've been using Zoom for a long time, and one of the things I've never done is muted everybody at the same time. So now I can do this. Okay, great. So today I'm going to break down this storytelling formula for each of you. We're going to go about 30 minutes, and I may stay on a little bit longer for Q&A. And I invite you to eliminate distractions and taking notes on this, because this is something you can implement right away from every single communication point, from whether you're speaking to someone one-on-one and giving an example of what it is that you do. You can use this on webinars or Zoom calls like this. You can also use it if you're doing any kind of speaking, whether it's online or in person. So this form of storytelling has made a massive difference for myself as well as my powerhouse entrepreneurs. So I hope you're all excited. Before we jump in, what I would love to do is if you could just type in the chat your name and where you're from. So I give a few shout outs. That'd be great. And that helps me make sure that you can hear me okay, and that you're here and present. So if you could just type in the chat and just say, hey, it's, you know, Amy from Seattle. That'd be great. Okay, Steph from Sacramento. Awesome. I see one. I see a bunch more. Julia, excuse me, Julia from San Francisco here. Holly joining from Hollywood at the moment. Holly from Hollywood, I love it. Sonia from the Dominican Republic. Rina from Slovakia. Lakeisha from Dallas. Welcome, everybody. This is so exciting. Excuse me. Okay, you love it when you drink water and then instead of soothing, it causes disruption. Laura from Nova Scotia, Canada. Wow, this is really exciting. Okay, so we're going to go ahead and dive right in. For those of you who are watching online, I'm going to share my screen. If you're calling in, excuse me, then I will do my best to break things down for you in a way that you can receive it. So give me one moment here. Okay, so here we are with creating your PSR storytelling. PSR storytelling. Let me take a water 1 second. This is the beauty of live trainings, right? Take a moment, take your time. Okay, so the first step is to determine what the problem was or for yourself or a client. So what you want to do, what I'm inviting you to do, is to think about a story that either you yourself experienced or one of your clients experienced or someone that you helped. So a way that you can frame this is saying, I'll never forget the moment when, right? I'll never forget the moment when, or the problem that I had was, or this was what I was up against, or this is what, when my client Sonia came to me, right? I actually demonstrated already. When my client Sonia came to me, she was about to do a talk and she was struggling with, you know, really putting her talk out there in a way that would land with her ideal clients. Or I could start it off by saying, you know, when Sonia came to me, she had a talk coming up and she wanted to get clear with her messaging, clear with her talk and her delivery. And ultimately she wanted to expand her message and attract more clients, right? So that would be defining the problem. So what you could do right now is think about, okay, so in my area of what I teach or offer as far as your services go, what is it? You know, what is it that you offer? And what is the problem that you solve? So another example is, oftentimes entrepreneurs come to me when they want to take their message to the next level, or they need to upgrade their signature premium offering. So I could really think about the core elements of what I teach and do a story around that. Okay, is this making sense so far? If so, pop in the chat and say, yes, I got it, so I can make sure I'm checking in with you. So step number one is to think about, what is the problem that you solve, and give an example of either a problem that you yourself had and overcame, or a problem that someone came to you, whether it was a friend, colleague, client, and what was that problem? Okay, look in the chat really quick. Okay, yes, yes, yes. Okay, cool. Okay, so the second step is, what was the solution? What was the solution? So I actually shared my PSR storytelling in the form of a story with Sonia's story, right? She came to me for this reason. The problem was, she wanted to get clear with her message, clear with her presentation, and ultimately wanted to expand her message and attract more clients, right? That was the problem. And I may not do all those things, but I just want to give you an example. And then the solution was, I broke it down into steps of sharing with her my 3-step storytelling formula where she could really deliver a great message. Okay, so think about your own story of what the problem was. Like, what was your problem? What did you do, or how did you overcome that problem to generate a result, which we'll get to there in a moment. One more example of that would be, you know, entrepreneurs, coaches and service-based entrepreneurs, you know, come, okay, so I'm jumping into messaging, which is what I naturally do. So I could say that, let's see, I have all these hearts on my walls of my clients' names. Okay. So my client Isabel came to me when she was wanting to get clear with her message and her offering. And she was really struggling with how to really clearly define what it was that she was offering. So what we did was we took a look at her own story and her own journey of what she has overcome. And we got really clear with her messaging and how she could make the biggest difference for people through the combination of an online coaching program and a retreat. So So you see how like I'm sharing with you what was her problem and what was the solution, and then we go into the result. So think about your own service or offering or process. And this might be helping some of you if you haven't already done this already in terms of thinking about what you offer as a solution or a formula or a blueprint, you know? And so you can think of it in a way of, so here's what I did. You know, first I did this, second I did this, third I did this. It's good to have like main foundational elements to describe what it is that you did as far as the solution goes. So another word for solution would be the process. What was the process you went through or a process you had someone else go through to generate the desired result? Okay. Is that making sense? And we'll go into Q&A in just a moment. Okay. So then you take that next step and go into the result, the result. So ultimately, right? So ultimately, what was the result? So ultimately, you know, when it comes to Isabel, when I think about Isabel's story, I would say, so ultimately, not only were we able to get clear with what she was offering, but we got even clearer with her message that she's now putting out there into the world. And it's super powerful and unique to her own journey. So is this making sense? I'm going to go ahead and go into the chat. And why don't we do a fun little practice here in the chat? And so if you could pop into the chat and say, like, when you think about either sharing your own story or some, you know, sharing a story of somebody else's experience, what was the problem that you had or what was the problem that you helped somebody else with? So just type in the problem. The problem was, okay, just put the problem was blank. That way you can make sure that you're getting it, okay? What was the problem? Glad you're all getting this. Holly says, this is gold. Awesome. Thank you, Holly. Okay, so says Jewel Nove. I'm not sure that's exactly your name, but it says, the problem was to lose weight. Great. So you can say, my problem was that I was having a struggle with losing weight, or so-and-so came to me when she wanted to lose weight. Okay, Sonia says, oh, Stephanie. Okay, good. Stephanie says, the problem was my client couldn't lose weight. Okay, so we've got a couple great weight loss coaches in here, people who are helping people to release weight. Sonia says, problem was loving myself. Well, I didn't. So she could say, you know, I'll never forget when I was at a point in my life where I simply didn't love myself. That's a big problem. Laura says, the problem was attracting the right type of man that was a fit for me and making it last what I did. So, okay, so for Laura, I would say, let's focus on the problem, right? The problem, my problem was I was struggling with attracting the right type of man that was a fit for me. That was a very clear problem. Okay, you guys are really getting this. This is good. Sometimes my clients have struggled with even determining the problems, so this is good. Andrew says, the problem was running an online business based on somebody else's strategy, not what my client wanted. Great, so they were not using their own unique strategy. So the problem was, so I don't know if this is your own story or somebody else's, either way, it's okay. So they were trying to run an online business based on someone else's strategy. And I love this because it's about really determining what's the strategy that aligns with you. Great, okay. So let's move to the next step. What was the solution? Now this is where people can get a little backed up. You don't need to think about, like, say that there are like 20 steps or 100 steps. Think about what were like the 2 to 3 core elements, the core elements that you either experienced yourself or you helped somebody else experience to achieve the desired result. So if you can type it in the chat, what was that solution or process? And condense it to these maybe 2 steps, 3 steps, okay? Okay, going back to the problem, Lakeisha says the problem was not having a list. Great. The problem was they didn't have a list to reach out to. Awesome. So what was the solution or process? So if you could type it in the chat, that would be great. Can I just say this is super fun focusing on like one thing that I teach? Just like, let's just get this like checked off the list, because when you all have this storytelling process, oh man, it's going to make a massive difference for you. Okay. Jewel Nove says, core elements, no diet, more plants, more water, more movement. Okay, great. So the solution was, so you can think of it in a storytelling format. So here's what I did, or here's what I had her or him do. Here's what I had her do. First of all, I had her release the diet mindset, because we know that diets really don't work if we think of it from a diet mentality. The second thing was to increase the number of plants in her diet or my diet. We also increase hydration. You know, we've got to hydrate our bodies if we want to have that result. And more movement. More movement. Great. Those are great core elements. Sonia says, so first, I know Sonia, it's her own personal story. The first thing that I did, so remember to keep it in past tense. When you're storytelling, make sure that you keep all of this, except for the ninja move. I'll bring that in a moment. Past tense. So here's what I did. First, I let go of self-judgment. The second thing I did was I learned how to set boundaries in my life because I used to be a people pleaser and say yes to everything and realized that I wasn't practicing self-love. I'm riffing here. It's kind of fun. And finally, I learned how to shift my energy to a space of loving myself so I could truly love my life, love others, and take myself to a whole new energetic level. And opening, I know Sonia well, so opening up my third eye, living from a higher vibration, and allowing my soul to experience this human being journey, right? So I'm already going and sneaking into the result here. Okay, Andrea says, solution. First thing I did, or the first thing I had her or him do, is to create a business structure based on my client's needs. The second thing I did was focusing on aligned actions. You know, oftentimes as entrepreneurs, we can get really distracted, have shiny object syndrome. So I focused, remember past tense, focused on aligned action steps. And finally, being accountable and removing what does not or did not work. See, I can do that too. Go into present. So what did not work? Great. Oh my gosh. Yes. Holly's who's on my team is saying, you're all getting this so great. So powerful. Okay. So I won't go through the rest, but Stephanie, I'm reading through it. Laura. Great. Great, great, great. You are getting, all of you are getting this so well. Great. Great job. Okay. So finally the result. So as a result, this is another piece that most people miss. Like this is putting the cherry on the top, you know? So as a result, what was the result? So I'd love for each of you to type in. As a result, I was able to, or ultimately I was able to, or she was able to what? Okay, so if you could comment in the chat, that would be great. This is exciting. I love it. I love it. Gives me a chance to hydrate. So thank you for empowering me to hydrate. And then we'll move into the ninja move. Ninja. Okay. So, okay, I'm not seeing it. I thought I was seeing it. Okay, results. So Jill Nove says, as a result, so I don't know, again, if it's you or somebody else, as a result, she was able to lose 60 pounds. Maybe it's you. I was able to lose 60 pounds, keep it off for 4 years now, and I've transitioned fully to a whole food plant-based lifestyle. Dang, that's powerful. Laura says, as a result, I attracted my partner and created a beautiful, lasting relationship that flowed. Oh, Jill knows it's me. That's great. And still does. Okay. So great. You are all getting this. You are all getting this. Stephanie says, as a result, my client was able to have a healthy relationship with food. It became a non-issue. She was able to keep off 15 pounds for the first time in 10 years. Sonia says, as a result, I'm experiencing love, joy, and freedom in my life as I've never thought possible. I'm connected with my soul and I'm living in alignment with my highest calling. These are so good. It was so good. You guys are all inspiring me. Lakeisha, I was able to consistently grow my list and offer my services to those interested. Jill Nove, as a result, I also became a health coach, helping people transitioning to and losing weight. So Jill Nove, one thing to be careful with is with this PSR storytelling, which is related to your messaging, is to keep it in the form of storytelling and not going into promotion. So that was something that a lot of people did at my Powerhouse California retreat recently. So keep it in the result of what was the result of what the process and the solution was, okay? Andrea says, as a result, she felt happy in her business, absolutely on track and empowered to keep going. Great. Okay, this is so great. I'm so proud of all of you. Okay, so quick ninja move. And then I've got one more thing to cover before we wrap up because this is a quick bite-sized three-step storytelling formula I'm sharing with you today. Okay. The ninja move, this is my golden nugget for you, okay? Golden nugget is to add a deep connection statement at the end of the P, meaning the problem section. What does this mean? Okay, this is where we really go deep into like heart space, deep connection, vulnerability. So what I'm inviting you to do is to be willing to go deep for your clients, meaning when you think about the problem. So I know a lot of you are sharing your own personal story, which I think builds the deepest connection, and know that it's okay if you're sharing somebody else's story too. Now, if it's your own, I invite you to take yourself and the story to a moment. I'll never forget the moment when. Or this takes me to a moment when all I could think to myself was, and then hand over your heart, drop into your heart, and what was the most vulnerable thought that you had in that moment, in that pain point? Also, it can also be a joyous point, right? A joyous moment. So for example, if I wanted to focus on a joyous moment, this one always brings me back. I'll never forget the moment when I was at the Zone event, this massive event for entrepreneurs last year, and I worked really hard to win a spot on the stage at the Zone event, this massive annual event that my business coach, Chandra Sumter, puts on every year. And I played full out. I invited a lot of people to this event because it has made such a big difference for me. And hand over heart, I'll never forget the moment when I was behind the curtain, you know, these massive black curtains behind, you know, backstage. And there's like over 700 entrepreneurs there in the audience. And Chandra turned to me and she held my hands and she said, you know, she wanted to do a prayer with me. And she said to me, I pray that whoever is meant to hear your message in this audience truly hears it and it makes a difference for them. And I remember thinking to myself, I can't believe I'm here and that I get to do this and be on the stage and make this difference for people. Like, I'll never forget that moment. And as the lights came down and the MC said, I'd like to have you listen to the video, you know, the video, please put your attention to the video monitors, right? They have these big two screens on both sides. And my video came up. And as soon as the audience started to hear my voice, the voiceover of this video, they started to cheer, you know? So I could even do two deep connection statements where I would say, and so when they began to cheer, I just remember thinking to myself, this is a moment I will never, ever, ever forget. You know, and I get chills. So the test is you got to have chills come up when you go to that moment. Okay. So what was that moment for you? And if you could put in the chat, if you're willing to share, what was that moment? If you were to take yourself to a moment of vulnerability, whether it was a painful moment, a scary moment, an exciting moment, what was that moment for you? And if you could put in quotes, like, what was the deepest thought that you had? Or if you helped someone, you know, maybe she or he shared with you. I'll never forget when Olivia came to me when she was in a difficult place financially. And she said, I have no idea how I'm going to pay my bills next month or tomorrow. You know, I have no idea how I'm going to be able to pay my bills and take care of my child. You know, and this is just a made up situation. But, and the ninja move with the deep connection statement also is when you share the deep connection statement, that's the one piece of the storytelling that you share in the present tense, in the present tense. Why? Because when you're sharing it with someone, it's not about you and your story. It's about building a connection, whether you're speaking with the person, whether you're speaking one-on-one or the group itself. Okay. So if it's an audience online or in person. So when you share it in the present tense and it connects in with your audience and where they are now, it opens up the channels to them feeling like, oh my gosh, I can see myself in your story. Okay. Okay. Andrea says, I'll never forget the moment when I was at my lowest point of running my business and I thought, this business is not for me. Whoo, I totally just got chills, like feeling that connection with you. And I know that I myself can relate to when I felt like this business is not for me, when I was. So it feels really good. Yeah, Holly says present tense, that's the money. Awesome. I'm gonna close my door because there's like landscapers outside for sound purposes. Okay. Oh, this is so exciting. Okay. Jewel Nove says, I'll never forget the letter I got from a person who was able to go from size 22 to size 8 by following me and putting trust in me. Okay, Jewel Nove, I'm inviting you to take that a step deeper and remembering to not go into promotion. Okay. I love promoting, so it's easy for me to go there too. So what was something in the letter that that person said? You know? Okay. If you got background noise. Okay. So Jewel Nove, you could say, I'll never forget receiving a letter from a woman that I helped that was able to go from a size 22 to a size 8. And here were her exact words. Jill-Nov, thank you for believing I could do this. Or I can't believe that I finally am in the body that I feel it's in full alignment with me. I need to connect it. Like sometimes when I do this exercise, I actually connect in with the energy of the person, even if I haven't met them. Okay. Maybe in the letter, they may have been something like, I can't believe that this is now my body, right? I can't believe that I get to be in this healthy, vibrant, happy body, you know, something like that. So that way you want to share something that connects it. Oh, okay. So you know what? I even was going to the result right there. So what you want to do is with the ninja move is, see, I go to deep connection in different parts of it myself. Okay. So you want to think about when the person was in their pain point around it, if you're putting it in the problem section of the storytelling. So sorry, I jumped into that next level. So what was the thought that they had when they were still a size 22? You know, so one thing that maybe somebody has experienced at that place is, I know I need to do something, or I feel like if I don't do something now, then this weight will take my life. You know, something like that. Okay, does that make sense? Okay, I'll read one more and then we'll move forward. Sonia says, I'll never forget the moment when I was on vacation with my boyfriend on a beautiful beach in Thailand, sitting there in my bathing suit and thinking to myself, this should be the most romantic day of my life. And the only thing I was feeling was how bad I was feeling about myself. And the moment I decided to do whatever it takes to love myself. Okay, so Sonia, one tweak that I would do is, instead of this should be the most romantic day of my life, is to take it to, I mean, I hate to say it, but pain points do connect, because then people will see you as someone they can relate to if they're also feeling in pain about themselves. Is, I'll never forget thinking to myself, I mean, you could take in the romantic day, but you say, this should be such a happy moment. And deep inside, I feel like my soul is dying a slow death, you know, and I only say this because I know Sonia is also about the soul energy. So what was that? What was it? What were you thinking about how bad you were feeling? Like, what was that? Holly says, was that person's thought, I can't believe I let myself get like this, but I don't know what to do about it. Yeah. So Holly totally gets this piece, right? Cause she also does messaging and copywriting. So is this making sense? You can spend a little more time even after our call today. And I have one more thing I want to share with you before we wrap up. Okay. So is this making sense? Go ahead and type in the chat. Yes. Okay. This makes total sense, Amy. Great. Great. Awesome. Okay. So yes, brilliant. Yeah. I mean, all of you, I invite you to start practicing this today. Like, even if it's just in a role-playing format, super powerful stuff. So, I jumped ahead. So this is how you fill it in. So if you even want to take a snapshot of this slide right here, for example, I'll never forget the moment when the problem was, here's what I did, or here's what I had him or her do. And as a result, this is what happened. So go ahead, and if you want to grab your phone, take a photo of that really quickly, that'd be great. So fun. Okay. Okay, so it's all about paying forward. So one of the things that I wanted to share, you know, as I even was sharing an example as I was going through PSR, was what made the biggest difference for me. So a couple of years into my business, I found myself, you know, working with a few clients, and my problem was that I didn't have enough clients. I wanted to stand out as, you know, with my niche in my own industry. And I also wanted to make more money, you know, so I could do this really full time and build a successful business. And so I'll never forget the moment when I was at a networking event. It's called Spotlight on Seattle. And I ran into a dear friend of mine. Her name's Debbie Freeman. And this was like a really loud event. And so I saw her and I was like, oh my gosh, I haven't seen Debbie in a while. I gave her a big hug. And she grabbed my wrists and looked into my eyes. And she said to me, Amy, I know where you are now. And I know where you want to go. And I know who will get you there. Shanda Sumter. She's my coach and she'll totally get you there. And I remember hearing her say these words and knowing that I have been wanting to get clear on what my action steps are. And I've been wanting to make a bigger difference in this world. And I've been wanting to attract more clients and make this like an extraordinary life for myself. I remember thinking that to myself. And in that moment, I felt her looking into my eyes just so sincerely with no agenda, but to help me and taking a stand for my vision. So she connected me with Jean Marie, who works alongside Shanda Sumter. And we had a really great conversation. And I trusted my friend Devney for inviting me to consider this coaching program. And I decided to step in. And with that program included an incredible event called the Zone Event, which is an annual event that happens every year. And as I mentioned last year, I actually spoke on the stage there, which is wild for me to think about the whole journey. But to bring it back, it was in this program and in this event that I was really able to surround myself with highly influential people who have already built their audience platforms online, who have attracted incredible clients, and have been around an amazing community that can break them through their limiting beliefs. So as a result, I was able to not only find the right coach for me, because I'd worked with several other coaches in the past who were great, but Shanda Sumter was definitely the one that I needed to really ignite my fire and get things going. I have now built a multiple six-figure coaching business, and this year we are on point for my seven-figure plan. I'm pinching myself. I've scaled my business, and I feel so blessed to be doing the work that I'm doing and attracting clients who are here to make a bigger difference in the world, making a bigger impact myself, and also creating the lifestyle that I want where I can travel and work from anywhere and spend time with people that I absolutely love. So the reason I'm sharing this story is that I do have an invitation for you, because it's all about paying it forward and it's not just about me and mine and my own growth. So I hope that this training has been helpful for you. And as you can see, if you're, for those of you who are following on the screen, if you're not, you're listening online, I'm inviting you to the very event that gave me my biggest breakthrough. And it's coming up at the end of September. So there's two really cool things, okay? First of all, this is coming up September 28th, 29th, and 30th in the Phoenix area, Phoenix, Arizona. And so you can be my guest, meaning normally these tickets are going, they might be an early bird special at like $500 now, and it's going up to $1,000. And as my guest, I have a special guest link because I'm part of her community for $197. $197. So we'll make sure to pop it in the chat. Actually, maybe Holly has already done that. Yep. Awesome. Okay. And then if you book it between now and Saturday, so Saturday is my birthday, July 7th is my birthday, I'm going to gift you my Master Your Marketing online course, which normally goes for $1,500. And I want to start, you know, I want to make a bigger difference for you now. And so I will simply gift that to you and for making a decision and taking action to attend this event with me. And at the Zone event, the night before, so September 27th, I'm going to host I'm calling it my VIP cocktail hour. So the event itself is going to be like, 800 to 1,000 people in attendance. It's going to be super fun and amazing and really great content on how to make a bigger difference, how to attract more clients and expand your audience base. So, you can track those amazing clients. And so in a more intimate setting, we're going to have a VIP cocktail hour with myself and my team and some of my powerhouse entrepreneurs. It's going to be super fun. So that'll be great. So if this resonates with you and you want to hang with me and a group of incredible entrepreneurs, I invite you to click on that link right now and check it off your list. And, I know sometimes what may come up for you is like, I just don't know if I can afford it. I don't know if the timing works for me. If you add up the ticket and accommodations and all of that, it just becomes a bigger thing. So I just invite you to notice what comes up for you around an invitation like this, because I used to think that way, like, I don't need this, or, I just don't think I have the time or the money. And the biggest breakthroughs I have had have been in surrounding myself in person with the most influential entrepreneurs, and my business has taken off every single time I have attended an event like this. So that's the first thing, is I would love for you to join me. And then the second thing is, in the last week, something really magical has happened where I decided that I get to be on a mission that is more around like paying it forward in a bigger way than I've ever done before. And there's a young girl, her name is Josie Drow, and she had an idea to launch a charity at the age of 7. And at the age of 8, she launched Josie's Well, to raise funds to build wells in Ghana, and for people who don't even have fresh water. And she spoke at events, she partnered with businesses, she knew she needed to raise $10,000. And she's like, okay, that's my job now. And she did it. She did it, and she was able to raise the money and partnered up with Water Access Now. That's who she's affiliated with. And they built a well in Ghana before she was even 9 or 10 years old. And so now she's on a mission to build 2 more wells, and I want to support this young lady with her vision. I think it's incredible. And so with a group of people, we have a vision of enrolling 100 people into coming to the Zone event to make a bigger difference for them. And then simultaneously, we're doing a fundraising effort to raise $20,000 and build 2 wells in Ghana. So we formed this team called Team Generosity, so we can all be in this together, where if everybody just enrolls 2 or 3 people to come to this event with them as their friends and people they know it'll make a difference for allowing dreams to come to fruition, then these 2 wells will be built. But there's a sense of urgency here in order to do this. So if this resonates with you, there's no pressure whatsoever. Just know that as Team Generosity, I am gifting for 2 months straight, July and August, every single Monday morning. We're all jumping on a call that I'm leading. It's like 25 minutes where I'm just providing laser coaching on enrollment conversations for both the Zone event as well as in your business. And normally, you know, my powerhouse clients invest at $5,000, $10,000, upwards of $50,000, depending on their package with me. So it's my give to you. Also, we are going to... I know we'll celebrate the win once we're able to have these 2 wells built in Ghana. So it's going to be really powerful. And throughout the summer, I'll make sure that I'm providing you with everything I can to make sure that you are helping contribute in contribution. You know, when you practice generosity, that's when we open up the channels for abundance to come in and having breakthroughs in your business too. So what I don't want is for anyone to step in if they're not going to be action takers and be in contribution to Team Generosity. So there's no pressure whatsoever. And what I'm inviting you to do is to open up your mind to possibility. Because when I stopped focusing on what I was stressed about and where I was lacking and all of that, and looked up and looked around me and saw who I could really help, that's when the floodgates opened, you know? And I was able to make a bigger difference in the world. My message is clearer now than it's ever been. And generosity always wins. So on that note, if that's something that you're interested in, go ahead and pop in the chat and say yes to Team Generosity. Again, no pressure. Yes to Team Generosity, and let us know. And then my team and I will have you join our, we have a Voxer thread. Voxer is an app where we have voice text going on throughout the day. And then we also have a Facebook group page, and then we have the Monday morning calls. So this is all in the spirit of paying it forward. So, okay. So if you're in, go ahead and pop in. And if you have any questions before we wrap up for the day, go ahead and pop in the chat. That would be great. And we'll go from there. Okay. Okay. Karen Hodgson is in. Yes, Karen, that's awesome. I'm so excited for you to come to the Zone event. It's going to be awesome. Sonia says, quick question on dates. Is your dream big event right after the Zone event? Okay. So, yes, Sonia. So I'll be definitely sharing more information. We're behind the scenes. We are working on my own big event. So Shanda Sumter, who launched and owns the Zone event that happens every year, my mentor, coached me and said, this is your year to host your own 3-day live event. So she said, and put it next to mine and we're going to cross promote each other. It's going to be great. So, more information on that coming soon. I know that some people are already like reserving their time, you know, to come to Dream Big. So Dream Big is also going to be in the Arizona Phoenix area. It's going to be in Scottsdale. So for those who are wanting to really go big, we're going to be rolling out some really great information on both events. So for those who want to, at the Zone event, learn how to, you know, attract more clients and build your audience and build an email list and a following, then that's what the Zone event is going to serve you in that way. And you're going to learn so much from the guest speakers as well. And then from there, you can go straight to the Dream Big event, which is my event that my team and I are putting on back to back, where I will be sharing with you how to really expand your message and build a deep connection with your audience. So the work that each of us do, Shanda, Sumter, and myself, fully complement one another, which is why we are oftentimes cross-promoting each other. That's the power of team, you know, and focusing out and practicing generosity. So Great questions. Sonia says, yes, Dream Big event. Yeah, awesome. Okay, great. Well, we've popped in the link for my unique link for being my guest is Zone, you know, www.zoneevent2018.com. And if you want to be a part of Team Generosity, now there's been a few questions from people that they've said, well, what if I can't come to the Zone event because I've got a wedding that weekend? You know, obviously then it's understandable. You've got something big happening that weekend or a trip that's already planned and you still want to be a part of what we're doing with Team Generosity, then let us know and join the team anyway and be a part of a movement that we're creating in order to make a bigger difference for coaches and service-based entrepreneurs and also see Josie's vision through of building two wells in Ghana. So if that's you, let us know and we'll add you to Team Generosity and you'll be a part of a really cool experience and I guarantee you'll have massive breakthroughs in your mindset around your own business and expanding it out. I will give you everything that I've got that has made a big difference for me. Awesome. Okay, so I'm gonna stop the screen share. Does anyone else have any questions? We can go ahead and unmute you. Hey, Karen, it's good to see your face. I always love when somebody else is on video besides me. How are you? Are you able to talk? Yeah?
What?
Oh, I can hear you now. Good.
Oh, yeah, I'm muted. Yeah, I'm ready to talk. Yes, of course. There's lots of things going on here. We've got England on the football match and the World Cup here as well. So if you can hear noise, it's England playing.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, so... Yeah, no, I'm so delighted to come to your event and to the Zone event too. This is ridiculously exciting. So
awesome.
Great to see you.
Yeah. Great to have you. Yay. We're going to have a great time together. It'll be super fun.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Awesome. Okay. Joel Nov says, oh, there you are. Is that how you say your name? I want to make sure I'm saying it right. I'm mute. You're good.
Oh, okay. Julia, but I go by Jewel or Joel Nov.
Okay.
It's like my first name and my last name combined. So Julia is fine. Or Jewel.
Okay. Got it. Great. Fantastic. So you said, unfortunately, I can only make it to Zone this year. Okay. So you're already coming to the Zone?
Yes. I already booked the hotel and the Jennifer Kornblit recommended me to you. And I was taken by surprise. Unfortunately, I did not investigate yet who you are in there, but I just jumped in because when Jenny said that I should be there, I said, okay, I trust you 100%. And now that I'm seeing you in person, I mean, even on the screen, I can feel the energy and I really, really feel like this is a connection that gives me the shivers.
Yes.
And I need to be there. So yes.
Yes, I love it. It's international group. It's so wonderful. I celebrate an international group. So I'm half Japanese and I was born and raised over in Japan. And my family was really big on traveling and experiencing different cultures. So I love when we can bring an international group together. I think it's fantastic. So thank you. Are you a part of or wanting to join Team Generosity?
Excuse me?
Okay, so the team that I've brought together, you know, for attending the Zone event together, but also being a part of Team Generosity, where we are inviting more people to the Zone event, which is helping us raise money to build two wells in Ghana.
I am not sure. I just know that I'm going to Zone event.
Okay. Well, just know it's totally free. I'm not attached to whether or not you say yes. You can even test it out for a couple of weeks and see if you like it or not. It's a group of people coming together to help raise funds. And also in that, I will be sharing more of my wisdom around sales conversations, growing your business, you know, so I'm going to be really focusing out on generosity. So
is it something that you do? How do you get involved?
You just say, I want to get involved.
Okay. Then
we'll do. Yeah.
Okay then.
Yes. Okay. Okay. So if you could pop in here, cause I know Holly's in here as well. She's on my team. If you could, you could even private message her your email address, just on the chat. So you can click on just Holly when you click on the chat. You know, it says everyone, there's a drop box and you can just go to Holly. And if you can send her your information, then she'll add you to our Facebook group page as well as, do you know Voxer? It's an app, like a walkie-talkie app.
No, I don't, okay. But I'll figure it out.
Yeah, it's really easy. You download an app called Voxer. It's, I'll just put it in here. This is a great tool for all of you, by the way. If you don't already use it, it's called Voxer. It's an app you can download on your phone, and then you can press a button where it's like a walkie-talkie, but it also records your voice. So if somebody's not live right at the same time, it records your voice. So it's kind of like a voice text / texting app. And then we have a group thread of all of our Team Generosity members on it. So,
okay.
Holly can explain it to you better.
All right. Okay.
We got you.
Okay.
Great. Okay. And Karen's asking Holly, will you add me to Team Generosity? So Holly, if you could do that, we'll make sure. I'm putting a note to myself too, Karen. We'll get you all dialed in. And what I will say for the Voxer is to turn off the notifications, because we've got a big group that's grown. And so every time somebody leaves a message, it goes broop, broop, you know, so you can turn that off. And then just check in a few times a day. Don't feel like you have to listen to all of the Voxer threads. There's just a really great positive energy in there. So awesome. Okay, any other questions before we wrap up for the day? We good? Okay, great. Karen says Voxer is a phone app or computer. You download it on your phone. So you just go to the app store. It's free. I mean, there's a paid version, but you could just do the free version. And then I'll show you really quick. Okay, so this is what it looks like, the little smiley walkie-talkie. And then when you open it up, I mean, I have a lot of people that I'm connected with on there, but you can see there's groups and individuals. So we'll add you to Team Generosity. Yeah, and then when you open it, you'll see, it'll get a little crazy, so don't let it overwhelm you. Like, you don't have to listen to everything. When you first get added, you won't see the past posts. You'll see yours and moving forward. Don't let it overwhelm you. It's a really great app. Okay, Sonia, one quick question. As for my soul-infused summer, would you recommend to do a PSR story every day? First of all, you're welcome, Sonia. I love and adore you. you could do it every day. I find myself naturally doing PSR stories because it helps the story land with your ideal client about what was the problem, what was the solution, and what was the result. So now, when I was at Powerhouse California recently, my retreat, I was sharing with them how I PSR everything. You know, just PSR this, PSR. Naturally, I'm like, I always go into, for example, so when you're sharing with people what you do, this is for all of you, when you share with people, oh yeah, I'm a health coach, or I am a soul energy coach, or whatever it is that you do, you can say, so for example, so-and-so came to me when she was this, and here's what we had her do. And as a result, this is what happened. And of course, you know, flush it out more so it connects from the heart, and insert that deep connection piece as the ninja move to really focus on heart center. And people will see themselves in the story. Super powerful. So, and I get to talk to you soon, right, Sonia? We have a call coming up. Yay! It's so good when you love your clients so much that you just want to hug them all the time. All right, I'm going to go ahead and wrap this one up. Thank you for your time, your presence, the work that you're doing in the world. So if you have any other questions, go ahead and reach out to myself or my team. You can even email me if you'd like at amy@amyyamada.com. If you have a big takeaway, if you have a quick question that we didn't get to, and we'll go from there. Okay. Sending you all much love. Hope to see you as a part of Team Generosity and at the Zone event. And I wish you all the best today and this week. All right. Mwah. Bye.